Does God believe in erotic love? We've been looking at the different sorts of love from the Bible. Today I want to discuss erotic love. The word erotic can solicit some nasty reactions, can also focus on some pretty perverted images or actions that seem contrary to a Christian belief system. But I've got some really good news that should clarify the subject and bring it back into a Christian interpretation of sexuality. Did you know that God created sex? It was His idea to place it in the confines of a lifelong union between a man and a woman. Sex was supposed to be like the glue that connects a couple in pleasure and some forms of ecstasy, romance, and fun. The Bible describes this form of love in Song of Songs, chapter 1. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his youth, for your love is more delightful than wine. Pleasing is the fragrance of your perfumes, and your name is like perfume poured out. No wonder the women love you. Take me away with you. Let us hurry. Let the king bring me into his chambers. We rejoice and delight in you. We will praise your love more than wine. How right they are to adore you. The word eros is an ancient Greek word. It means love or desire. It's a concept in ancient Greek philosophy referring to essential or passionate love from which the term erotic is derived. Although the word is not included in the New Testament, the concept of sexual pleasure between a husband and a wife is found throughout the Bible. 1 Corinthians 7:5. Do not deprive each other except perhaps by mutual consent and for a time, so that you may devote yourselves to prayer. Then come together again, so that Satan will not tempt you because of your lack of self-control. Sexual or erotic love is not supposed to be taboo or an example of the forbidden fruit. Sex is not evil. It really boils down to expressing our sexual energy in biblical ways. God gives us boundaries to enjoy sex because He really does know what's best for us. Denying we are sexual beings created by God to enjoy sex seems counterproductive. The truth about sex, eros, and pleasure should be discussed in a healthy way. My mentor, Dr. Richard Dobbins, wrote a book entitled Teaching Your Children the Truth About Sex. I recommend you order it. It's powerful. It's really a breath of fresh air for any Christian who wants to bring God glory with their sexual desires and help their children build a healthy biblical view. The world has tarnished the subject and defiled it. It's time that we take it back into the light for generations. Listen, you can be a healthy believer who embraces your sexuality because you're a miracle. And I'm your friend, Paul Mark Goulet.